XRN.
1690 AM Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
Episode of Talk of the Town with your host, Tom McLaughlin.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, a special edition. Tonight we're going to be talking to General Manager of Riverside Casino, Dan Franz. This is a live call-in show. You want to call in to 648-5143, toll free 877-213-4329. And as you can always listen online. Just remember that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Stardust Radio Network Incorporated or its management or other hosts or supporters. Now, in Riverside, we notice that you'd be hard-pressed not to notice that there's some controversy or some debate going on about the Cedar Rapids Casino. And today we're going to talk to a man who's probably at the center of this, is General Manager Dan Franz. Dan, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us on such short notice. We're real excited that you were able to join us on the show. So thank you for coming.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Can you, first, for people who are not familiar with you, could you explain your role and your history with the Riverside Casino?
Well, I'm lucky enough to be the general manager of what I feel is just a great operation and a great organization. I'm a leader of 750 of what I consider to be top-notch employees, wonderful people to work with and have work for me. We have a great resort here. I've been fortunate enough to be here since the very beginning. Started out in the finance director and controller when we were first building the facility, and then became general manager back halfway through 2010. So I've been doing that now for a couple of years, and I tell every employee that I meet, all of our new employees every week, I got the best job in the world.
Well, it sure sounds like it. It's a beautiful place. I don't know anyone in Riverside who hasn't been there or has known someone who's gone there. I've had dinner there. I haven't gambled yet, but it is a beautiful facility. Could you give us a little bit of, in case someone's been asleep for the past couple months, can you give people a kind of a background of what's going on with us in Cedar Rapids?
Sure. You know, back in November of 2003, the Linn County group, the Linn County citizens voted in, rejected a gaming referendum. That was back along the time, same time frame when the Washington County voters approved a gaming referendum. We were able to be successful in building what I feel, again, is a great facility. About 10 years later, in March of 2013, the people of Linn County voted again on a gaming referendum, and this time they did approve a gaming referendum to be able to open up a casino in their county. Since then, there's been a group that has presented a application to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. They did that in January, and they are hard at work trying to convince the Racing and Gaming Commission to, you know, approve a license for a new casino in Cedar Rapids. We're kind of in the middle of a time frame that the Racing and Gaming Commission is evaluating whether to grant them a license and let them build a casino or not. And that decision will be made on April 17th of this year.
April 17th. Now, what is I realized that there was another date that I'm familiar with is March 6th. What's occurring on March 6th?
Actually, March 6th, there's two different market studies that are going to be presented to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission from two independent firms that the Racing and Gaming Commission hired. The Cedar Rapids Casino Group themselves hired an analyst group to go do a study. Of course, they came back with some pretty favorable information for their project with regards to what kind of effect it might have on Riverside. And, in fact, although the 6th is when the two different groups will present to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, these studies actually were published today on the Iowa Racing and Gaming website. So that information is just kind of hitting the market this afternoon.
Okay, so you've been going around the county, I assume, campaigning for this or speaking on this. Who all have you gone to talk to?
Well, just kind of getting started, and it certainly just isn't me. I'm getting some great help from our nonprofit partner, the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, as well as some of the other leaders around the group, like the Washington Economic Development Group president, and some other people from our board and the nonprofit board. Today, I spent some time with the Washington County Board of Supervisors, just kind of educating them on where we're at with this situation and with the issue. And we're going to be going around talking to all of the different cities, city councils. I'll be doing some presentations to people like the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis and that type.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to give out the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission website so that people can check out those studies. Mm-hmm. It's iowa.gov/IRGC. And I see under there that they have, I see the Linn County applications. I'm assuming that those are the exhibits that we were speaking about.
Actually, if you go to the website, that I think what you're talking about might be their application themselves.
Okay.
If you scroll a little further down, there's a link that says studies related to gaming in Iowa. It's about after chronology of the commission, commissioners, gambling game referendums, and there's a link, studies related to the game about gaming
right below
in Iowa. And then as you open that up, there's two that are right at the top. Those analysis of gaming markets in Iowa, February 2014.
Okay. Say I'm a concerned citizen, I want to get my voice heard by the gaming commission. What should I do?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is you certainly can send a letter to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commissioners. Their information as well is on the website, and you certainly could call here at the casino and get it if you can't find it on the website, or call Jim Logan at the Riverboat Foundation as well. A letter always does good with this kind of a personal story about what it's meant to have the casino around. The other thing is we are circulating some petitions urging the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission to reject the license for a Cedar Rapids casino. So those are probably two of the hands-on type of things that they can do.
I also have a letter posted with the I've had a couple people write in, and I've posted some of those letters on your Riverside forum. And one of those letters does have the addresses. And I believe it's the post is called Make Your Voice Heard, Contact Iowa Racing Gaming Commission about the Cedar Rapids Casino. Just go on to yourriversideforum.com, search casino, and click on Make Your Voice Heard, and those will have the addresses on them as well. Okay. Hey, Jeff? heard you have a couple questions. My co-host, Jeff, is going to ask you a few questions.
I actually do, Tom. Let me turn my mic up a little bit. Well, Dan, first and foremost, I'd like to say welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you.
And I'd like to go over from a citizen's perspective, living here in Riverside, before you guys built your facility down the road and what it is like today because of what you guys did down there. And this is from my own personal perspective. And I've got a list here. And everybody listening tonight, I'd like everyone to take the following information that we're about to deliver and to consider this and become proactive, because there's quite a list of positive things that the casino has brought us as a little town here in Riverside. Now, to be fair, I'd have to think, well, what are the negative things? And personally, I haven't heard anything bad about you guys' casino out there. It's always been pleasant when I went out there to eat. I've enjoyed the gaming floor, and it's very well run, very clean, very professional. It's kind of a privilege to have you guys build something, a multi-million dollar facility, next to our little town. And I'd like to go over real quick, Dan, some of the things that I've recognized as benefit as a citizen here in Riverside, and that was, starting at the top of the list, we had the Ice House built, which is a brand new building downtown. In renovation of our downtown, that's a good start. It's now the Casa Tequila. We've got the U of I Medical Clinic, and it's been here for the last 5 years. Subway, Come and Go have come to town. Scandinavian Interiors, store built on city property. The old school up the hill was renovated into condominiums. We got the lanes and traffic light at the casino, and that was, ladies and gentlemen, $510,000 grant from the casino. We built Commercial Street and Enterprise Drive, a sewer initiation project, a topple study was done to locate utilities under 22. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the things that our little town so far have benefited from these guys running the casino who decided to build it down the road. The trail project, there was $63,000 from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation in a grant right there. We have a brand new fire station that now provides space to conduct training for other towns in addition to our own. We got a brand new city hall. And ladies and gentlemen, we all can appreciate the brand new reverse osmosis water plant with two new wells, a brand new sewer treatment plant, a brand new Veterans Memorial Park done and paid for once again. Another $45,000 from Washington County Riverboat Foundation. Many additions to our parks. We've extended a street by the school, a new maintenance building by the sewer plant. We've replaced water mains and upgraded lift station number 3 for those of you that are interested in plumbing engineering. Dan, that's a long list for a little town. So I can't tell people how they can react to the Gaming Commission. I'm just asking them to consider all the things that I see from a citizen's point of view, like everybody else in town. I'd have to say, as a citizen, I'm grateful that you guys are down the road.
Well, that's very, very nice words. Appreciate all the compliments. And I'd just like to add a couple of things. One is the partner that we have in the Washington Riverboat Foundation is just absolutely wonderful. Throughout the state, you know, there are 17 state-run casinos, and each one of them has a Riverboat Foundation partner or a nonprofit partner, right, that they work with, that works to distribute a whole bunch of funds, right, that are provided from the casino operations. And I can't imagine that any of them have as good of a group as our foundation. They work hard to distribute those funds. It's not the easiest job in the world, right? Even though it sounds like a great job too, right, to have, and they work really well, and they've done wonderful things through the community. We're just happy to be a part of Riverside, Washington County. We are happy with our resort that we have. We do feel like we built a wonderful place, and a place where whatever you like to do, you know, you can come over and do, whether it's get out on the golf course or have a nice meal or sit down and relax in our spa, or, you know, game or listen to some entertainment, you know, all that type of stuff. You know, we're really proud of what we do and what we're able to provide. So,
Well, Dan, that brings me to my next point. And you're right, you guys put a lot of work into that place. We didn't even get into the golf. That's a whole nother program. But if I may, sir, can I ask you from a business point of view, and I think I've seen this in recent media coverage where someone from your association, maybe yourself, had discussed this. If we get down to the brass tacks, we know what you guys put down there. I can see I've got quite a list of benefits that it's made our little town actually a better place to live. It's upgraded a lot of stuff. The bottom line is, should they put a casino in Cedar Rapids, what is that going to do to our casino for us here in Riverside, Iowa? On a business side, are you guys going to take, I mean, is it something that you guys can survive while we still have our casino?
Well, you know, it really is a game changer, because what really happens is, you know, our largest market in terms of gaming dollars come from Linn County and Cedar Rapids. It's the largest population base. We're the closest casino to them. And what happens is that if they open up a casino there, it takes all of that, you know, kind of bread and butter, you know, regular customers who come all the time, it takes them away to a different casino. And what it does is it prevents us from being able to do some of the things that we have been able to do in terms of what we would call investments, like entertainment, like the golf course, like some of our outlets that, you know, cost us money in terms of the short term. We don't turn a profit on a lot of those type of amenities, is what we call. They're all part of the big resort, right? So the profits that we make on the gaming floor and on the casino allows us to do those things. And if you take away, you know, that piece of the pie, it just makes it difficult to do. The exact effects are difficult to pinpoint. We certainly would do everything that we can to keep our casino, even if they were to get a Cedar Rapids casino, to keep it running and keep it going. But it's not going to be thriving. It's not going to be, you know, we're not going to be able to make the investments that we really like to make and that we have made over the first, you know, 7 to 8 years.
Well, that's actually a good reality check. And are there, what can we really do, the people that are concerned? Because, like you said, how can the Gaming Commission, if I just ask you person to person, how can the Gaming Commission not take all of these factors? You guys got a lot of money down there invested in that resort, and it's very well run. I've never heard of any trouble down there. How can they award another license knowing that it's going to take, you guys are going to take collateral damage, like you were saying, if that's a large part of your market share? I mean, can us, the public, really influence the Gaming Commission to say, hey, that's just not fair in business? You can't just let these guys do this and take away what their long-term investment and return is if we're looking at it from a business point of view. I mean, what can we do, really? Can we call somewhere? Is there a phone number that we can have people call tomorrow and say, hey, I don't think it's fair. I think we like our casino. We don't need another one to take away from its, what you guys have brought. The list goes on. Everybody's aware of all the big name acts. I've seen many, many concerts down there, and it's a wonderful place to go see a show. It's so convenient down the road, and competition takes away. There goes the Beach Boys and Lori Morgan and the Gatlin Brothers and everybody else, because I can understand from a business point of view, no, if the customer base goes down, there goes our entertainment budget.
Sure.
So, you know, what can we do?
Well, I think the commissioners themselves, there are five commissioners who have a vote in this, and they are very busy people. They're a commission. They have other jobs outside of being a racing and gaming commission. They're going to be hard to reach via phone. That's a reality. But a letter, an email, is a very good way to get a hold of them, and there's some preferred ways that some of them like to be reached. It never hurts to write a letter in support of Washington County and the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and what we've been able to do. You know that the Cedar Rapids and Linn County people are writing those letters and are, you know, are trying to get as much as they can information to the Racing and Gaming Commissioners to, you know, view it positively. I believe, though, that the bottom line is going to come down to exactly one of the pieces that you touched on, and that's the effect on our casino and other casinos that are still operating, and how much cannibalization is going to happen once you put a casino in place. And we talked about the study, the gaming study that came out today, that's going to be reviewed next week in the at the Racing Gaming Commission meeting. And it's turning out to be pretty favorable as it relates to the numbers that we've been talking about, and a pretty strong cannibalization factor to our casino in particular. And I believe that that should be enough to, you know, to get the outcome of this the way we would like it to be, and that's no Cedar Rapids Casino. Again, it's, you know, you never know. And it is important for all the citizens to be heard if they want to be. And writing a letter, sending an email, signing the petition, those are all great ways to do that.
Dan, the petition, where can our listeners get the petition? Is there a website? Can they get it at the casino? Can they sign it there at maybe the counter when you come in the door? Or?
Yeah, what we are not doing that in terms of right as you come in the door, and we don't have it on a website piece, but anybody can call here and ask for me, and I can get them a petition. There are people with petition sheets around, you know, the around the county. I know the Riverboat Foundation has a whole bunch of them. We are not standing outside our doors with petition sheets because we have to be a little bit careful. We value the Cedar Rapids market, right? They're important to us in terms of our customers. We want to keep them. And so there's a fine line to walk with our customers from Linn County and Cedar Rapids with regards to soliciting, you know, a rejection of a casino license there. So it's really, I would suggest that they either call me here at the casino on the main number or get a hold of somebody in the Riverboat Foundation. Jim Logan would help as well.
Absolutely, and we can hope that the Gaming Commission, the people that grant the license, will take into consideration the plain facts and realities of the financings, like you're saying, and you're right, you're absolutely right. Anybody with half a wit is going to realize you put another casino in Cedar Rapids, it's going to hurt you guys and all the other ones around here. It's not necessary, and what are they trying to do? Obviously, look at the revenue that our state gets from gaming, and we have a commission to make sure that it's functional. In my opinion, as a citizen, and I have that right, I think they need to look at that from the reality of the math of it, Dan, and act accordingly in the spirit of fostering good business throughout the state. And that's my opinion. I want everybody that's listening to consider that, and I'm going to throw this back to Tom real quick if he's got anything else to follow up on. And, again, Dan, I certainly appreciate your time this evening. Back to you, Tom.
Thanks, Jeff. I'd like to remind people this is a live call-in show. I know there's people out there who want to express their support. We really, really appreciate the casino. We want to put that out there. We want to let people know that. Now, you can call it 648-5143, toll-free 877-213-4329. 648-3101. Thanks, Jeff. Now, Dan, let me recap just for my benefit and the listener's benefit. I'm going to post on your Riverside Forum blog the contact information, how do they get the addresses. Can you help out with the vote date and some of that contact information?
Yeah, are you talking about you just want me to review the vote? The date that they're going to do the vote?
Yes.
Yeah, it's April 17th, 2014. So certainly there is some time. They're going to, you know, like I said, review these important market studies that just got released today. They're going to review those on the 6th of March at the meeting. Then they're going to visit the casino site in the beginning of April and then make their decision on April 17th. So, yeah, those are some important dates, and there definitely is some time to send a letter or sign a petition and get it into to the Racing and Gaming Commission.
Is there any say I'm not a writer. I am, but just hypothetically, is there a form letter that anybody can send, or is there anybody that can help someone write that letter, kind of help them sum up what they're saying or what needs to be said?
Yeah, what I would do is I would contact the Washington County Riverboat Foundation via phone and or email, and we have you know, some talking points, somewhat of form letters. We certainly would love people to add their personal story or just a comment here or there, and not just have a bunch of form letters, right, copied with some names written in, but there's some definite, there's some great points to be made that you can get, certainly here, you know, from me at the casino or Riverboat Foundation. Either place, we have those available.
And Jim Logan would be the person to contact there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've received at least three letters. I think I have a couple more coming in that people want posted on the site, and that's a good source of information for people if you want to kind of get an idea of what to write or you know, something to put with your personal experiences. I think that would be a great thing to follow. I love collecting letters like that because it makes me realize just how much, and reading the comments on the blog, I've realized that there are some people on the site that don't normally agree, or there are people on there that they seem to be pulling together and supporting the council and supporting the casino and supporting Riverside. And I really, really hope that this is going to not only end up being, we're going to keep the casino without the Cedar Rapids Casino, but it really seems like it could pull the town together, make us realize and put into perspective the changes that we're trying to make and how we're moving forward and how the casino can play an important role in that. And I think that is opening a lot of people's eyes. Have you been contacted by many people in support of this or with any questions about this? Can you tell me some stories of support that you've received?
You know, in the last, just really, you know, cause we really started this, in earnest, you know, in the last, let's say, couple of weeks where we were ready to, you know, let's get people together. Let's, you know, look at, you know, starting to, it's the right time to start to touch those IRGC commissioners. And some of the letters I've seen, have just been great. You know, as it relates to, you know, the community involvement, what the Riverboat Foundation and the casino have been able to, you know, provide to people in the county and surrounding counties as well. Some of the letters, they're just, they're great to see. It's one of the interesting and I think important, you know, points in a letter is how important, you know, this can be to rural Iowa, you know, where it can make such a difference to a county and a city that isn't as large as maybe Cedar Rapids, and you know, 750 employees here is a big deal in Cedar Rapids. Not that it isn't a big deal, but it's not as big of a deal. And some of the things we're able to provide, you know, just don't seem to make as much of a difference in some cases. But it certainly makes a difference here, and that's I've seen, you know, stories and comments about that.
Awesome. I really think that we're going to see a lot of people stepping up and showing their support. One of the reasons why we do this show, one of the reasons why I have set up and run the RiversideForum.com blog is for causes like this and for instances like this when the city does need to pull together and does need to stand up and take notice and get their voices actually heard. And I appreciate what you're doing for the casino and what the casino has done for Riverside. We couldn't thank you guys enough, and I really sincerely thank you for being on our show tonight.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the time, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you. Jeff, do you have anything else? Nope. Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too. We're gonna take a small break right now, and we'll be back.
SRN 1690 AM Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
Try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Talk of the Town right here in Riverside, Iowa. Live this evening on a Tuesday evening, the phone lines are open, 648-5143. That's local call here in Riverside, Iowa, 648-5143 or 648-3101. Again, that's 648-3101. We'd like to hear your opinions and thoughts regarding the Riverside Casino and Resort. And the phone lines are open. And right now I'm going to give it back to Mr. Tom McLaughlin. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, that was a good conversation. I think it really, really does the city a lot of good to have. I would much rather this not be happening, but it's very, it fills your heart that you actually get so many people coming out and supporting something that's so important to Riverside. I posted something on your Riverside Forum blog, riversideforum.com, and search for Contact the IRGC. Tell them how you feel about your casino. That's the title of the blog. We've kind of gave a short little summary of the situation, when the votes are, how to contact people, right down to help with writing the letter to really want you to get your voice heard. Call-in lines are 648-5143 or 877-213-4329. We are here. Dan is not here anymore, but we will be able to field your questions. I have some updates from the blog. We have classifieds that are available on yourriversideforum.com, and it's right there on the front page. And I just had someone place one recently. And we'll go on here, and you can browse it by category and click on there. We have Mary Ellen Bauer. She posted a Nordic track bike, a children's desk and chair, butcher block, a Mana radar range, and she has the individual prices there. If you are interested in buying those items, 319-330-6909. Seems like reasonable prices. $450 for the Nordic track, $25 for the chair and desk. Butcher's block, $300, and the Mana Raider range for $50. We have some pictures on there. You just go onto the site, and it's to the right there, and that even walks you through how to place your own ads. And payment is pretty reasonable, and I'll even accept personal checks. So that's that. What is going on? What else is going on, Jeff?
Well, you know, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Now for the news.
Well, that's a heck of a lead-in, wasn't it?
Hey, I'm waiting for someone to call in. 648-5143 or 648-310-3101. Them are the phone lines tonight. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, like we like to review every week and every once in a while when we see this come out, we'd like to go over briefly what happened in Washington County regarding our frontline defenders, and that be the gentlemen, the women and gentlemen that work for the Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department. So we're going to cover this starting on the 17th of February. The location is Kelowna. A caller reports a dog bite that occurred in the city of Kelowna. The dog is up to date on its shots and was owned by the victim's family. The victim had a minor injury. 9219 spoke with the owner of the dog and will have them file a dog bite form. Now, Tom, what is a dog bite form? It's just so funny to look at the goings on around here.
Yeah.
As far as what these guys deal with. And some of this is kind of serious, but it is newsworthy, so let's go over the police reports, in a sense. The sheriff's report, and this happened on the 18th of February, location Riverside. There was a vehicle stop at the Riverside Casino. Arrested was a 37-year-old male from Washington, Iowa. Charges, possession of controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, expired registration, and no proof of insurance. Type of call changed from a traffic stop to a traffic stop serious. Arrested, 23-year-old female from Ainsworth, charges possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Earls towed the vehicle to Earls Release when tow bill paid to a valid driver, proof of registration, and valid registration insurance. That's one of those things that we can all agree, we're glad them guys found them guys. And then on the 19th, Kelowna, caller reports, this is a classic, this is why we like to look at this. Caller reports there is a horse and buggy traveling eastbound out of Kelowna with no driver. A second caller advised that they were following the buggy and it turned north on Palm Avenue. The Kelowna Fire Department responded and advised the owner the horse was able to catch the animal. Problem resolved. Now that is classic, and ladies and gentlemen, You got to agree, only in right here in River City would you be able to see that in the paper. All right, now we get some serious action here in Ainsworth, Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. On the 19th of February, at 1952 hours, there was suspicious activity. Caller reports a suspicious male walking eastbound on G36 west of Highway 218. Everybody knows where that is. White male in his 30s wearing dark clothing. 9211 and 923 and ISP 77 responded. 107 responded to the jail for DRE testing. 9211 arrested a 36-year-old male from Cedar Rapids for public intoxication. Oh my. Now, one of these days, ladies and gentlemen, we got to figure out who 9211 is, who these officers are, cuz we'll give them credit. Back in Ainsworth, the big city down there, there was a disabled vehicle on the 20th of February, requested a record for overdue parking vehicle at 230th Street and 218. Ron Griner towed the vehicle, release when tow bill is paid. So your vehicle is in jail. And now we have another category right here in the local area in Kelowna on the 20th of February. Canon Rebel, camera missing from residence. 92.9 spoke with caller. Family member possibly has the camera. Documentation for now. A traffic accident occurred on the same day, and ladies and gentlemen, once again, only here in the Washington County area, a caller reports a horse and buggy ran into her vehicle on 6th Street near B Avenue in Kelowna. The buggy continued on, but there is significant damage to her vehicle. 9211 responded, damage to the rear of the vehicle and the rear window is broken. State accident report to be filed.
Can the horse be charged with hit and run?
It doesn't say. It sure seems sensible to me.
These horses seem to have places to go in Kelowna.
Well, Kelowna is quite the place. But we have our own news here. Now, let me tell you, staying in Kelowna, there's some traffic stop there's some serious traffic business in Kelowna, and that occurred on the 20th of February, caller reports being on a vehicle stop in Kelowna. 9211 arrested 23-year-old male from Iowa City for driving under suspension, interfering with official acts, and assault on a police officer. Subject is also wanted out of Johnson County for theft in the second degree. Bond, $700 cash only. Extradition arrangements will be made with them. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta love them, you can't hate them. Those frontline defenders in uniforms out in those squad cars that are finding people like that, and I say good job, whoever 9211 is, you're doing a good job. We come back to Riverside, and this is something classic also. A caller reports some type of car horn has been going off for approximately 5 minutes. Two additional callers reported 9211. Boy, this person drives a lot. Checked the area and was unable to locate any loud noises in the area. Back to Ainsworth. On the 21st, a large cream-colored dog tied to a truck on property made contact with the owner. Dog is inside. He's inside, mind you, and he gets tied up outside to use the bathroom so he doesn't run out on the roadway. Right back here to Riverside, right here in River City, on the 21st, reports having a dispute over papers for a white German Shepherd. Now, there must be something here. The category should say local pet crisis. There's a white German Shepherd in crisis. He purchased this dog from a subject near Riverside. Spoke with caller, civil issue documentation. All kinds of news. A call of harassment. Spoke with caller, documentation. That happened in Kelowna and right here in Riverside, Iowa. On the 21st, and this is something we all need to take serious, intoxicated drivers, we can't have that, received reports of possible drunk driver that pulled over under the overpass on Highway 22 and 218. 9219 stopped the vehicle at 150th Street and Highway 218 and arrested 23-year-old female driver from Springvale, Iowa, for OWI first offense. Male passenger was transported to Ainsworth Four Corners by 927. And then we have a call back here in Riverside where there was a gentleman from Solon that had some actions with interference with official interaction with official acts and public intoxication, and he was carted off to jail. There was also a report on the 23rd that a caller advised his truck was stuck while parked in the condo parking lot sometime near Friday evening. 9219 responded, incident report filed. Riverside one more time, and I'm kind of curious to where this is, reports that it appears that someone from a camper parked at the abandoned trailer next door and has been coming onto her property to get water from her hose. There are footprints, mind you, in the yard. Tracks are from a city worker coming to read the meter. They found that the hose is frozen, so guess what? No theft. Right here in River City, Tom, that's the news regarding what's going on with local law enforcement and our frontline defenders. Back to you.
Well, I have the, and it's more of the same. I receive the updates every morning from the dispatch, and I have the one from last night, and it's more of the same. There was the horses were running wild again in Ainsworth. There's a couple of horses, and the citation was actually not given not to the horses but to the owner apparently. And there was also kind of a concerning one. There was a call last night that the caller requested to speak with an officer regarding a business in Riverside participating in fraudulent practices. They said they responded, but there's no action, and obviously there's no detail on there. But that's
well, Tom, come on, we got to know. I mean, you can't just throw that out there. Who do we know who the business was that was accused?
It doesn't say. So that might be something that I'm going to be looking into. If it's under investigation, they probably won't be able to say anything. But I think that's something that we need to know, because I wouldn't want to, depending on how it goes, you know, if they're not participating in fraudulent activities, they're not going to let you know, because that still might end up defaming them, even if they did nothing wrong. But you know, if it turns out that they were fraudulent, I'd want to know about it.
Well, I'm sure we will if it turns out that dirty deeds were done. We'll all find out in the end, so, you know, something like that, but is what it is. But we'd like to think that there's no business activity like that in our little town right here in River City, and we'd wonder what you guys would think. And you know what? I'm amazed that people's phones do not work from 7 to 8 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Isn't that weird?
I found that to be the oddest thing, and I'm wondering if there's anybody that can help me by testing the phone line with your opinion, please, regarding anything to do with local activity here in Riverside. 648-5143. Who is going to be the first person to pick up the phone and comment on what's going on here in town? And if you would like to, you're certainly welcome to comment on what you heard from our guest this evening, the general manager of the casino, Dan, and what people should do, because that is a business that just by a list of, by a preponderance of activity and improvements, it has done our town a lot of good. So I'm encouraging people to make their own decisions and be proactive and actually go to those web pages that are on the forum. But we're waiting for somebody to call because this is a live call-in show, and we have all these phone lines, and they're all turned on. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call right now. I double-dog dare you. Tom, I'm going to double-dog dare them. Someone's got to call in, and they're going to give their opinion. They can say you guys are crazy, and they can hang up, or they can say, hey, here's something that you guys don't know about going around in town, and we'll give you the mic. So back to you.
I'll double-dog dare someone in particular. Kevin Keeney, former city council member, said that he was going to call in. And, Kevin, if you're listening, I double-dog dare you. Call in. Between Jeff and I, we're sitting on a huge amount of knowledge. At least half of it we actually know for sure. But we can answer your questions. We can talk about Riverside. We can talk about the casino. We can talk about runaway horses, and maybe there needs to be stricter restrictions on
horses,
on runaway horses.
Hey, you know, there's probably a law on the books. I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be a good question. Does anybody here in town know, right here in River City, Riverside, is there a rule on the books about runaway horses and buggies? Isn't there a penalty? I mean, there's got to be something. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you would hope so. If not, there's... I mean, it seems to be like a horse crime wave or something that they're... seem to be running wild now. They're tossing their drivers and running off to the trough downtown. I don't know what horses do when they go out on the town, but
usually they find their way back to the barn.
Oh, you think? Well, that's no fun.
That's where most of them go when they take off. But anyway, Tom, I'm trying to think of what else is going on here in town, and there really hasn't been a lot going on here in town. Really, I mean, the city council, business as usual, the weather's crappy, everybody's sick of seeing cold, freezing temperatures, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, tonight they're saying that the wind chills are going to be notoriously below zero, and really crappy and cold. That's the forecast tonight, crappy and cold.
Crappy and cold.
Have you ever heard that on the radio, Tom? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's forecast is brought to you by... Well, I can't put anybody's name on it, but in my opinion, crappy and cold.
Crappy and cold.
For the rest of the week, and then it's going to get nasty. The weekend weather, if you haven't heard, we're going to have a chance of snow, a 60% chance of measurable, shovelable snow. That'll be on Friday for your frozen tundra enjoyment. Don't be disappointed if you don't see it until Saturday morning, but it's going to be here throughout the weekend. There's a chance of snow in the last 4 or 5 days. Walking right into the month of March. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is only 21 days to spring. So, got any opinions on the weather? We'd like to hear yes. My forecast is generally crappy and cold.
Crappy and cold. Maybe you start doing the weather for the blog, Jeff.
That's what I'd put on there.
Crappy and cold. Like, see those icons. Yeah, the icons with the thunderstorm. What's this crappy?
Sloppy and rainy. Hot and sticky tonight, ladies and gentlemen. why not have reality weather? Anyway, you guys could be a guest weatherman. Anybody have a weather forecast? We'll give you the mic. I don't know. There ain't much more to talk about right here in River City. There's no local music going on that I know of, other than, if you guys are curious, there are some upcoming concerts at the casino, and no, I'm not plugging them. They just are happening to having some good concerts down there. So go to their webpage, and I think that's RiversideCasinoAndGolfResort.com. Hope I got that right. If you can't, just Google it, and take a look at their concert schedule. You'll be pleasantly pleased that they've got a lot of good acts. Here in town, I haven't heard of any musical activities. I have heard of, Tom, there's something briefly we can touch on. We've seen leaking out in the news, that there's going to be a Palooza, a musical event in July or August.
Riverpalooza.
Riverpalooza. I don't think I have a P pop filter on my mic, so you guys probably hear me go, Palooza. I don't have a filter. But we're going to have that here this summer, it sounds like. And it's going to encompass rock, country, jazz, blues, them type of genres. Rumor has it, no official information that we know of yet, but we've heard that there's going to be possibly a regional act that is going to headline on that. So that could be a good one.
Well, there's also someone I'm encouraging to perform at that. Also, a young guy by the name of Wyatt Grooms. He's 16 years old. He's entered into a contest on YouTube, and I'll put the links up on the forum so you can go on there and vote. And I'm not sure what the prize is, but I heard the song. Now I know not too many people are into rap, but there are a contingency in town that actually do listen. Keep an eye on the website. Keep an eye on the blog. Wyatt Grooms is the guy's name, and he is going to influence the poet. That's his mic name. I'm kind of telling my age right now. I don't really know the terms, but I'm trying to get him to perform. So it probably will be a true palooza in the traditional sense, in that there's going to be a lot of different genres of music. So I want to encourage him to perform, because I think that would be good to get some of the younger artists out there, and the younger artists exposed to the people of Riverside.
Well, that's a great idea. And if he's got some radio edit material, Tom, and he's right here from Riverside, Iowa, right?
Yep.
Then we would be happy to, according to what we can play. It's got to be radio edit. And I'm not saying anything. I personally don't have anything against any kind of music, and I'm not inferring that anyone listening does. But when we look at the category of rap, a lot of people's minds go to what we might call gangster rap or gutter rap.
It's not gangster.
It's
rap.
It's nothing like that. It's very well done material. And with his permission, if he wanted to send us a couple songs, we could throw them in the playlist, and then everybody else could take themselves a listen. And if you guys like what you hear, maybe you can influence the people over there at City Hall to put that guy up on the stage and have him play a set or two.
I heard it, and it's awesome. This guy he writes his own stuff. He is really, really talented, and it's not dirty. So it's fully ready for radio play, and I think that he would be more than willing, once it's up on the site, to release a copy to us. I think that'd be great. I think he would really appreciate that.
And ladies and gentlemen, that goes for anybody else. Just because we have a program called Talk of the Town doesn't mean that Stardust Radio Network, Inc. Isn't able to fulfill other legs of the informative and educational, and that's part of our mission to do that. So we're always looking for new show ideas, and we're always looking for a new show host to take up the gauntlet and be informative to their friends and neighbors, and be a positive voice for Riverside, Iowa, and the surrounding area. So if anybody is looking for the opportunity to get the mic and talk about just about anything, you could possibly evolve into having your own radio program right here in River City. What do you think of that, Tom?
That's great. I know you and I have kind of played around with that, and I know we had people wanting to do that, and I think that would be great, because I know you have unfortunately, you have a lot of open time slots. And I think that given the subject, I don't know about gardening. I don't know if you can do a gardening.
Sure, we could do gardening. We could do a show about gardening, and someone could do a show about it'd be really cool. What I've always thought would be really cool, and then there's a local guy here that's qualified, do a show like you call and you talk to the guys on the radio about the car. I'm trying to think what it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
You guys listening, you know what we're talking about. They have a show, Car Talk. It's called Car Talk. That's what it is. You see it a lot on, you hear it a lot on National Public Radio or Iowa Public Radio. And it's two guys, and people call in, and they have their problems, and they tell they tell them over the phone that their car is making a funny noise, and it pulls to the left. And these guys are really pretty smart about cars, and they give people advice over the phone. Now, not that we want to clone or copy something like that, but wouldn't it be cool if you had something in that flavor where you had an expertise and you could provide an informative service for your local area friends and neighbors, and in return, because you're showing these people up front by giving them this free advice that's valuable, that you're the guy to go to when they have a problem in those categories. So we're always looking for stuff like that right here in Riverside, Iowa.
This, and I think you might agree with me, Jeff, this could end up being another showcase for citizens of Riverside. It can give them a whole new tool by which they could promote themselves and promote Riverside as a positive place to move to.
Well, you know what would be really cool? To have the high school put together a class, and then they probably have pre-existing their program probably has the capability to encompass something of this sort. But wouldn't it be cool if the school had their own weekly news program on the radio?
That's fabulous.
It'd be kind of cool, yeah. So things like that. We're always looking for ideas like that.
Yeah, I think that would be wonderful to have more shows, and I think a lot of people would actually listen to it. Hopefully people will be able to call in. If you have any ideas, feel free to call the studio or contact me, Tom McLaughlin, through yourriversideforum.com. And there's contact information there. We have I have a new, brand new, spanking new email address. You can shoot emails, shoot questions, shoot suggestions to me, or give Jeff a call. And I'm pretty sure we'd be more than willing to sit down and talk with you about any shows and help you develop those.
Well, it'd be really nice. And there are other productions operating here in town that there's a lot of talent here in Riverside, is what I'm trying to say. And with the growth of the city and the comprehensive plan that we've seen laid out for everybody publicly, with all of that, we're anticipating those things to become a reality. And with that, why not be more unique? Why wouldn't it be appropriate, Tom, to have something like, ironically, Stardust Radio in a town, because we really want to keep on this Trekfest thing, in a town where the Trekfest thing is a big thing, Stardust Radio, just by its namesake, as an informative vehicle for everybody in town to use, like public radio. Of course, there's got to be a little bit of screening and consideration of content and viability of programming, but all that's way more simpler than it sounds like, but those are the things to be considered. We're looking for that kind of thing with this radio station, because its mission core is to be educational and informative. And locally, you can be part of the education and information matrix that we are already generating in other categories. And, Tom, we're looking for local talent. It don't cost anything at all, by the way, to be on the radio. All of this that I'm speaking of is absolutely, completely free to the producers, should one of you people listening take the challenge to take the mic. And back to you, Tom.
Well, Jeff, I totally agree with you. I totally support and I try to foster on the site newer businesses, new activities, and especially I'm always excited to find new artists and new creative minds in town, and we've had a couple of them on this show already, and yeah, this is your showcase. This is your way to be heard by possibly, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people all over the world. So I think, yeah, that's great.
And Tom, you know, you had to go and say it, because now I'm going to have to. Ladies and gentlemen, the following comments are my own opinions. Yes, it is in a rant type format, and this isn't going to be something that you've never heard me say on here, but I just feel like saying it. The core of Stardust Radio Network in Riverside, Iowa, its mainstay and has been for the last 12 years right here in town doing just what it's been doing, is to support the United States military and those that are deployed within in different parts of the world. What I find disturbing, Riverside, Iowa, and this is my rant as a citizen, what I find disturbing is when we see publication and notification of the shows, United We Roll World Tour Show, which plays on Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Central is when it starts. The time varies from 2 to 3 to sometimes 4 hours of programming of interviews of those that are deployed around the world serving and protecting our very liberties and freedoms and rights to freedom of speech and all those fun things that we have every day. I'm disturbed, as a producer of that program, that the people here in Riverside, Iowa, don't respond to the postings, Tom. I mean, like I kind of look at that like, really? Nobody even says, I appreciate you guys over there.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is, I think the people in town don't know how important and how significant that would be to the people overseas, and how precious, and I can't stress this enough, and I hear it, and I've heard it thousands of times from people from all different aspects of service over there, how precious it is for them to hear somebody back here that they don't even know say, thank you, I'm grateful for the liberty and freedom that your service and sacrifice gives me as a person in this country. That, Tom, is my little rant here in Riverside, Iowa, because I have a snappy opinion, just like everybody else in town, and that one is one that's been gnawing at me. And since this is talk of the town, I'm asking people to go and make positive comments of support for those that are serving overseas, because they're looking at them postings, ladies and gentlemen, on that blog, and it's only right that someone say thank you there. So, Tom, that concludes my rant of the emergency rant system.
That's a pretty tame rant, Jeff. But I agree.
Almost out of time.
Almost out of time. Yeah, I agree. Whenever you see those postings, just say thank you. And I think that would just mean a lot to the people over there.
Well, Tom, also, people may not know, Riverside, right here in Riverside, and I do that believe that was in 2012, in April of 2012, the mayor and the city council proclaimed by city proclamation, and I have a copy of it, the original, by the way, that Stardust Radio Network, Inc., and that's who we are, is the official troop support radio network in the Riverside area, right here in River City.
You don't say.
I do say. So, you know, we all know that people respect those that serve and sacrifice their time, because time is valuable. You know, people that go overseas that you don't even know that are doing it right now, so I can be on this microphone. So I'm asking people, Veterans Day and all these holidays, the 4th of July and all these Memorial Day, these type of holidays are not the only day that you got to be reactive. So if you see someone in uniform or you know the one that know someone that has served, just say thank you for their service. It goes a long way. I can't stress it enough. It's precious, and it doesn't cost you anything to put something up there where I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they're looking at it. We can see it in the logs. So come on, guys. Put the flags out for them.
Okay, well, I think that's about it, Jeff. I just wanted to reiterate, please write the Iowa Racing Gaming Commission in support of Riverside Casino. Just contact Dan Franz at the casino, or search casino on the blog, and there's going to be a few letters on there that will have contact information and letters to write. I'm going to be probably doing posts up until April regarding that. So please get those letters out. And next week, actually, March 4th, we are going to have a Zumba instructor, Ms. Plum, is going to join us and talk a little bit about fitness in Riverside. But that's all I have. Have a good night.
Station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
SRN
1690 AM, Riverside, Iowa.